Me and my brother-in-law, J.D., drove to Bristol, Tennessee to watch that goodies race beneath the lights. Sky was dark, looked like rain left over from that hurricane. J.D. said, we might get wet tonight. Now old J.D., he's a real nice man, even though he's a Rusty Wallace fan and won't drink nothing but Miller Genuine Draft. He said, number two's going all the way. You won't beat Rusty, not today. He's a short track king. And I just had to laugh. 'Cause I'm an Earnhardt man, you see. I live and die by number three. And any fool knows you always bet on black. So me and JD argue some. I say he's crazy, he says I'm dumb. But like Rusty and Dale, we always take it back. Mother Nature, give us a shaft. We sat in the rain for an hour and a half, 'cause it was just too doggone wet to race. And when they dried the track and they dropped the flag, me and JD's about half in the bag, and he was hollering, Rusty! Getting all in my face. Long about lap 32, car 3 caught up with number 2. They touched and Rusty went up in the wall. J.D. hollered, there now, see, that no good cheating SOB. I hate his guts. I can't believe his gall. I said, that's just racing. He got tagged. And the man in black got black flagged. They stuck him at the tail end of the pack. J.D. said, now what you gonna do? Just sit back and watch number 2. I said, we're down, but we're coming back. Sure enough, old Ironhead come through the pack like a needle in thread, though he might have bumped a few along the way. Meanwhile, Rusty's effort came to nil. He got tangled up with Awesome Bill, 46 laps down, wasn't much to say. Terry Labonte was in the lead when that 3 car poured on a burst of speed and knocked him in the wall at the checkered flag. Terry come up smiling just the same, said no hard feelings down in victory lane. It was just another game of NASCAR tag. All of a sudden, a minute later, Rusty walks up to the intimidator, said, Darlington's next week, I'll see you there. He looked about as mad as Schwarzenegger and said, I ain't forgot about Talladega. Throwed his water bottle through the air. You can see it there in Rusty's face. Boy, it had him a real tough race, and that explains his anger, I suppose. Yeah, he got so mad that it was scary, but I don't think it was necessary to bounce a bottle off of Earnhardt's nose. Me and JD looked down in the pits. JD said, that's what he gets. Go on, Rusty, break him right in half. I said, J.D., you must be bent. That thing was all an accident. And he hit me in the head with his Miller Genuine Draft. Well, I turned around, looked at him, and he looked back, and I looked back, and we just stood there looking at one another. I felt my face getting red, and then I went upside his head and said a few choice words about his mother. We was wailing on each other hard when this big old fat security guard come whacked us both with this big old wooden club. He put an end to our debate, throwed us both out through the back gate, said, don't y'all never come back in here, bub. Well, Rusty and Dale is longtime friends, and I reckon that they'll both make amends and do the right thing if you give them half a chance. Old Earnhardt's a real tough mother, but him and Rusty like one another, and besides, they're both scared of old Bill France. And me and JD, we is friends again, and this weekend we're gonna take a spin down to Darlington, watch them go real fast. Yeah, My brother-in-law is still my best friend, but if he ever hits me with a bottle again, I swear I'm gonna kick his ever-loving ass.